You're listening to Orlando Credit Union's On the Money. I'm your host, Kaylee Green, and today I'm joined by Orlando Credit Union's VP of Business and Residential Services, Brett Childers. Hi, Brett. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing very well.
It's great to have you on the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about commercial lending versus small business lending. So really looking at the difference between the two. Now, you've been on the podcast before, but for somebody who might be a first-time listener, just give us a little bit about your background working in the industry.
Thanks, Kaylee. Yeah, I've been in lending for over 30 years. Last 20 years focusing in the business and commercial sectors of lending. And learned a lot and still learning some more.
Yeah, so you have a wide variety of experience. You've worked with all different types of businesses. And like I said, we want to look at the difference between the two versus commercial and small business. So let's talk commercial and then we'll talk small business. What typically warrants the use of a commercial loan?
So with commercial, you have a larger entity that has a lot more revenue size to it. And with that, they're a little bit more complicated than a small business would be. So a lot of commercial clients have multiple entities that make up that commercial client. And so you gotta know how to attack their needs with their size.
So of course, with commercial, you know, it's a much bigger size, but what is unique about a small business?
Small business, I mean, that's the lifeblood of America, right? The economy, right? So a lot of the small businesses could be just, you know, a couple years in business, or they're on the verge of coming into commercial clients, and just recognizing what their needs are at the given time that you're talking to them, and also being a consultant on how to get them to that next level and how to really set them up for that growth that they need to see.
So we've talked commercial, we've talked small business. What are the main differences between the two? I know you mentioned size is probably the biggest, but what else do people need to consider looking at those two?
With the size, you have different numbers of employees with those those companies, right? And so they may have some other needs that the commercial may need versus small business. Typically with small business, we see like their loans could be a lot more equipment based. They can, they need vehicles to run their business, or they need, computers or all types of equipment that they need. Even like a dentist, I would consider that more on the verge of a small business.
Really?
A one practice dentist.
That makes sense.
They come in where they have, the chairs, the equipment that they would need on a dentist. That would be, something where I see that you see an average range of about $500,000 of equipment purchasing, versus like a commercial. They say, well, I have a new location and to expand my business. That could be a multi-million dollar real estate transaction. So our job on both small business and commercial is to identify and really hone in on what they need. And if it's not right at that point, get them on the track to where it can happen. So we really, really, it's all about knowing your client, knowing what their goals are, and taking the power of Orlando Credit Union and pairing that up and forming a plan.
Yeah.
So you basically approach them the same way, and you get to know their business very well. But how that track diverges, veers off into commercial or small business, it's with our loan officers who have a lot of talent and a lot of experience that know how to take that relationship to the next level.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, is there a typical differentiator between the two as far as what products they're looking for? But it sounds like it almost might just depend solely on each separate business.
Just as human beings, businesses have lots of differences, right?
Yeah.
And different needs, right? So that's where our expertise comes in. We really get to know them. We really get to know, well, how money comes in, how money goes out, their employee needs, what they need to grow. does this vehicle, putting on the books, financing, what's that going to look like to them? Is that going to expand their revenues? So we really get a deep understanding. It's not, it's very non-transactional. It's very consultative. We really get down to the bottom needs of any business or, business that we come in contact with. And we try to curtail a value proposition that, that fits their plan.
Yeah. And it sounds like you guys are really able to come alongside any business mm-hmm. for anything, whether that's start to finish. So, yeah. you know, if you need a place to open up, you guys yeah. are able to help. If they need equipment for their business, you guys are able to help. So yeah. I think that's really important in, like you said, consulting. So you're not necessarily just pushing offerings of products yeah. within the credit union. Yeah. You're able to say, hey, you need this, we can help you.
Yeah. And you know, with that, we have a broad product base that we offer. Mm-hmm. You know, we have just on the lending side, we have SBA 504, 7A that can help out businesses get, you know, to the next level. And then we have our portfolio lending. But really within it is there's times when I know that myself and my officers have talked to a business and said, hey, you may need to wait 6 months mm-hmm. to do something. And the reason why that is that we're looking at leverage. We're looking at how their business is working and trying to come up with a strategy to meet their needs. But sometimes it's not the right time. And that's being a consultative aspect of it is that we're looking at them and saying, okay, if you want to grow and you want to get to the next level, maybe you want another location. I'm looking at your financials right now. We need to do this, this, and this to get you there in 6 months. And then at that 6 months time, go.
Yeah.
Find it. But we're going to get you prepped the right way versus, oh, we'll just put a loan on the books. We get you highly leveraged out. And then in time where we may have a problem, right? Yeah. So we really need to be careful in what we do. We need to be, again, a consultant, not an order taker.
I think that's very important and a very key thing that you want to look for as somebody who's looking to a financial institution for that guidance. So I love that you said, you know, sometimes we tell people to wait mm-hmm. because, you know, that's what you want to hear. You want to hear the honest truth and what's going to help you yeah. succeed within your business. So what does the process typically look like for somebody who might want to take out a loan on something? Yeah.
So again, it starts with that first sitting down, mm-hmm. hearing what your desires are, and then we take a look at you, financially, and then we also take a look at your business and how the inner workings of the business are going, and maybe we can look at and maybe we'll uncover some needs that we need to talk about mm-hmm. before we start the application process. So generally, we sit down, we talk, we figure out, you know, what that need is. We do, we gather documents together, and from there, we're putting those documents together, and then we're cash flowing the deal to see if they can financially afford the product to which they're desiring. And then at that point, if we can determine that, then we put it all together, send it up to underwriting. Underwriting takes it from there, gives us back approval, and with stipulations, you know, they made on a real estate, they may need appraisal, yeah. title, insurance, and all that, which is all normal, but then we fulfill those. But generally speaking is, you know, it's going to be different to the need that they want versus any business is going to be different. So how that process works, it all starts with knowing your customer, sitting down with them, getting to know how they work and operate. That's the key.
And you, of course, just walked through what that process looks mm-hmm. like, but what is the timeline? Does yeah. it matter?
So it does. And so if you're talking about a real estate loan, that's obviously going to be a longer time frame. Mm-hmm. So depending on the, it's a little complicated to say a specific time. So if I have on the commercial side, if I have a big piece of real estate, you're talking somewhere 60 days to get it from start to finish. Versus a small business that wants a vehicle, mm-hmm. I mean, I can get that through in 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, it just depends on what we're trying to do and the complexity of it.
Okay.
So, you know, it just depends. And sometimes, you know, there's deals on real estate that can be that can be shortened up if it's easier. But if it's, you know, if it's complicated, multiple entities, stuff like that.
So it's not necessarily dependent on commercial versus small business. It's more dependent on the product itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I put it this way. The difference between small business and commercial is just the entity size to start out with. Again, we look at it on a revenue basis. If they have a you know, revenues of a certain amount, that might be automatically. So if a company is doing $10 million in revenues a given year, that's going to be a commercial client. A small business client that's doing $500,000 in a year, that's a small business client. That wouldn't verge into the commercial side, because a $500,000, the propensity to buy a commercial real estate in this market is probably less chance than a commercial side would be at that point.
Okay.
Because affordability.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how would someone determine which route's best for their business? I think I already know you're going to say the consulting aspect is to just sit down with the person at Orlando Credit
Union. So like anything, we sit down, our officers will sit down with the client, go through their financials and talking with them about their needs. And at that point, we have a pretty good idea of which way it's going to go. But once we have that idea, we stick with it and we get it done. With our loan approvals, and this is a credit to us as a credit union, we're about 100%. Once we say we're going to do something, we get it done, right? The other side of that, and what's good about why I bring that up, is because we know the difference if a loan's going to work or it's not. Mm-hmm. And so when we submit it up to underwriting, we get 100% approval, we mean it. Because then at the beginning, we also say we can deliver. No, you can't do it right now, but this is the steps that you need to take.
Yeah.
I've worked with clients for over years to get them to that stage. And once they get there, we get them in there. So we have the knowledge base to really understand the loan process, paired with what their needs are. Does it make sense right now? And can we get it through now? Or do we need to tell you need to do this, this, and this to get it to that next level?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about how important that relationship is that 100%. You want with the financial institution that you're going to. Mm-hmm. So Orlando Credit Union offers not only whatever you're initially going there for, but there are so many other products that you can expand on as a small or commercial business. Yeah. Give us a little bit of a rundown for any listeners who might be interested in what exactly we can offer.
Oh, gosh. So generally, obviously, real estate, right? The depository relationship, all of the, banking, multiple levels of accounts that we can offer to serve their needs in business and on levels of their needs. The online presence, all the bells and whistles are there. We got merchant services, obviously, that we can offer to these clients. We got credit cards that can, lines of credit that can augment the cash flow and help them with the cash flow cycle.
Yeah.
There's just infinite number of ways we can help them. But I really think that truly where Orlando Credit Union does it best is having that conversation that's really consultive and really gets down to, well, do you need this or don't you need this?
Yeah.
And then
we're
not going to sell something that they don't need.
Exactly.
We want to pair up with it, because in the grand scheme of things, we're trying to get you to that next level. To product dump is just not right. Mm-hmm. And we take great pains in doing the right thing and for our members and for ourselves, because it's we pride ourselves on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's so important and really helpful, whether you are a commercial business or a small business looking for that perfect financial institution. Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you so much, Brett, for chatting with me today. And you can learn more about Orlando Credit Union's commercial or small business lending products by heading to our website at orlandocreditunion.org, or you can make an appointment in one of our branches to find out more. Until next time, we are investing in you. Orlando Credit Union is providing this podcast as a public service. The information provided is neither a legal interpretation nor a statement of Orlando Credit Union policy. Reference to any specific product does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by the credit union. Views and opinions expressed by Orlando Credit Union employees are those of the employees and do not necessarily reflect the views of the credit union or any of its officers. Orlando Credit Union is not providing any financial, economic, legal, accounting, or tax advice or recommendations in this podcast.